This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. After a two-week district work period around the 4th of July holiday, we were back in Washington this week to tackle some important topics related to funding our government and supporting our military. The National Defense Authorization Act, or the NDAA as we call it, is at the heart of one of our most fundamental of duties, and it says so in the Constitution, that is, provide for the common defense. Historically bipartisan, the NDAA has been signed into law each year for decades. This year's NDAA looked a bit different, and it's going to require some work in a conference committee to become law. Here's why. Some in my party offered controversial amendments that made its way into the legislation. That's going to require some negotiation. The NDAA authorizes funding and sets policies to ensure that we have a ready and lethal force. After a week of debate and a murky outlook at the beginning, mainly along party lines, we finally got it passed out of the House. Again, it will need work in the conference committee. I've voted for the measure. Let me be clear, though. Partisan politics should never get in the way of America's national defense priorities. I'm ready to work with all of my colleagues to ensure this important bill can pass both houses of Congress and be signed into law. This year's NDAA includes a 5.2% much-needed pay raise for our service members, vital provisions that will help deter our pacing adversaries. It supports Taiwanese defense, authorizes funding for construction of Fort Smith's FMS mission, and bolsters our munitions and energetics supply chain. We need to remember the NDAA, though, is just a warm-up act for what's to come. Our focus needs to quickly turn to passing full appropriations for the Department of Defense and the whole of government, for that matter, which is something I worked on directly this week. As you know, I chair the Subcommittee on Financial Services and General Government on the House Appropriations Committee, and I led my first markup of our bill in committee. I'm proud of what this bill does. It right-sizes the federal agencies under our jurisdiction while not impacting their ability to effectively operate for the American people. The Biden administration's pursuit of job-killing, burdensome, and unnecessary regulations serves only to bloat the federal bureaucracy even more and has become too big, too intrusive, and counterintuitive to limited government. It is our Article I responsibility to ensure the federal agencies are consistent with the intent of Congress in the most cost-effective manner possible. This bill accomplishes that. The FSGG bill was the eighth bill to pass out of the Appropriations Committee. To fully fund our government, we need to pass all 12 of the bills by October 1st, so you can see we have a lot of work ahead of us. What drove me to the Appropriations Committee back in my freshman year in Congress was the powerful impact it has on our nation. The power of the purse cannot be overstated, and the pressure to address the emerging needs of this country is intense. But this is our sworn duty in Congress, and the FSGG markup this week was an integral piece of what our constituents sent us to Washington to do, and that is to make our government work for the American people. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.